Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
KFC Radio episode 178. If you've been listening to KFC Radio on mail time the past few weeks, you know that we've been working with the Books to figure out the worst I'm in the doghouse story of all time. So people have been emailing, help me Books, trying to tell their tale to see if they can get a free bouquet of flowers. The Books has narrowed it down, and they have we figured out the number one doghouse story. Here it is. Dear KFC crew, I've been dating my girlfriend for 6 months now, and I made her breakfast in bed for her birthday. I went all out. I made scrambled eggs, bacon, potatoes, toast, even the freaking mimosas. What I forgot was that she's lactose intolerant, and I had used milk in the eggs. So instead of celebrating, she spent the entire day running to the toilet. I pretty much ruined her birthday. Maybe the flowers will help her forget, unless she has some sort of secret flower allergy as well. I hope not. Love the podcast. You guys rock. Aaron. Well, Aaron, you gave your girlfriend the shits. That's a tough one to come back from. I don't know if any flowers can do the trick, but if there are some flowers out there, it's volcano flowers from the Books. So, Aaron, congratulations. We're going to hook you and your poopy girlfriend up with some flowers. For the rest of you guys out there, if you're in the doghouse and you need to get out, go to Books.com. That's Bouqs.com. And use the promo code KFC to get 20% off the bouquet of your choice. That's Books.com. Promo code KFC. That's a tough one to come back from. Poop, making your girlfriend poop all day. That's not, you know, you probably.
It's for her, really.
Everybody should really just break up in that situation. Flowers is probably not going to fix it. Just take your Books and give it to a new girl. Because the girl who you made poop all day long on her birthday is really never going to forget that. Sorry, pal.
Dan's face is so disgusting.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
Also, John, are you wearing eyeliner?
No eyeliner, no. I have bracelets. I'm not going full Johnny Depp just yet.
Okay. Maybe it's just you're hungover, but you definitely look like the violent.
That's affirmative. I'm definitely hungover.
You got pretty eyes. It's just natural, John. You don't have any makeup on. Beautiful. This is 178. I don't know, Dan, you probably joined up around episode 20, let's say. This is 150-something episodes that you have done from the Cat Cave. This is your last one. End of an era. Beginning of a new one that will be a much higher quality show. So it's bittersweet. Where I'm happy about it. You, Stella, Mrs. Cat.
Stella's Stella, I don't know what we're going to do. Stella's no longer going to be part of any of the shows, which is sad. All-time moment when I chased her. We'll never have anything like that again.
You scampered across that. You know what's funny about that moment, too, is you scampering around chasing Stella. As I'm talking about if I were to transform into a loaf of bread. I mean, it was just the most KFC Radio moment ever.
I think she had a candle in her mouth or something. She just started eating something off the she gets up when we start this show every week, and she just kind of, you know, walks around and does hood rat shit behind me the whole time. So
I'm gonna
miss
barking.
That part.
I'm definitely gonna miss the barking in the mailman. It was a part of our show. It was like music to my ears every time she started.
Yep, and I've been searching. I got some things. I've been searching throughout my apartment because I've been like, I have a lot of shit. I have way too much shit. I have the one time I was a professional basketball player. I think I should probably put this on eBay and like donate money, right?
Oh, you should donate it to your pocket.
Sell that stuff over the office though.
Yeah, I guess I'll bring it to the office.
We have Dave still. We don't need both of them.
Yeah. I have the summer that I became a super fan of a bunch of 12-year-old boys. That wasn't creepy at all.
Yep.
Through parties, that's still the most fun Barstool Chicago party we ever had was the U.S. Championship for Jackie Robinson West. We had a bar packed to the gills, people blind drunk. Swearing at like these 12-year-olds that were crying from Las Vegas.
I
like
had
swearing
moment.
At the TV.
That's an easy thing to swear at because the Little League World Series umps are fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
those guys suck. They're
some
like
players.
They'll, you put it in the other fucking batter's box, they'll call it a strike. They're terrible.
Yeah.
See, I can see you getting real hot at a Little League game.
I had a moment during that watch party, very brief moment, but I was like, should I fly to Chicago and go to that? And I was like, all right, wait a minute. I can't be traveling to Chicago to go watch Little League Baseball.
Dude, and my buddy who owns the bar, like, he just handed me bottles of Fireball after the win, and I was just walking around pouring it down people's throats. It was like 3 o'clock on a Saturday. And then, finally, I don't know what we're going to do with this. A legend. I haven't seen this in a long time.
A hand claw.
That's old school.
That is
old. I still owe the video of cutting up watermelons, trying to catch watermelons with the hand claw. Don't think I didn't forget that, people.
That
I remember.
That is so symbolic of the true, like, Big Cat era. Like, when you were still kind of anonymous, you were still brand new, you were doing really wacky, weird shit all the time, and the hand claw is, like, the number one symbol of that time.
I still do weird shit. We all have been through many, you have to, on the internet, you have to kind of always adapt. Mm-hmm. You can't be the weird guy all the time. We all know that.
You evolve.
Still do weird shit. We're going to do that video. I promise you, I probably won't do it. I'll probably do it once we get to New York and I have Hank. We're going to get some watermelons, and maybe I'll have, someone punt them to me, and I'll try to catch them with the hand claw.
I also need you to, like I want to throw things at you, and you have to slice it, into pieces. You know what I mean?
Could you do that?
Yeah.
We'll do
a whole bunch of hand claw stuff. It'll be
The hand claw to the office, that's for sure. But, yeah, this is it. This is the last one. It's going to be sad. It's going to be weird. No more of the Cat Cave, but good run.
It's been really depressing watching throughout, last 3 weeks, watching behind you get – it's been a movie progression, how the scenes kind of fade. It's kind of been happening. If we put it in fast forward between the rundowns and KFC radios, there's been significantly less stuff behind you, a couple of boxes popping up here and there. It's been making it real.
People are sad on Twitter, which is a little bit weird. Yeah. They're it's a little bizarre that they're this attached to another dude moving. But it's nice.
Well, I actually saw a funny tweet last night because I made fun of the Bernie Gross so hard for crying in the stands. And I saw a funny tweet last night that was like, hey, what's up? It's me. I'm on the internet. I'm the guy who cried at Jim and Pam's wedding, but I'm making fun of a Bernie girl for crying at the DNC. And I was like, that's literally exactly me. I cried at Jim and Pam's wedding. I thought it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I do think that it's a little bit sad. Dave leaving Boston, Dave's a hermit, and he never left his apartment, and he just go to Nantucket. It's the amount of Cubs games I go to. Mm-hmm. I'm always...
You're out and about.
I've gone to basically 100 Cubs games the last 2 years. So, but hopefully better things for all. Hopefully we'll be, we are going to sound a lot better, which is going to be awesome. No more Skype is going to be the best thing
ever. Bro, I am I don't think people are realizing how much better this show is going to get. This is a huge mid-season acquisition, us all moving to the same city. After 178 episodes, KFC Radio all of a sudden is going to be infinitely better for no reason other than we're in the same building. So I'm pumped for it.
I'm so excited. And we should do Skype once every 6 months just to remember.
Just to throw it back. Yep.
Yeah, just to be hey, let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
We'll be in the office. We'll just go to opposite corners and Skype from the office. it's rather fitting, though, for the last episode in the Cat Cave. The voicemails this week are awesome. Bangarang voicemails. We should have a very, very good episode, so let's dive into them. They are brought to you by DollarShaveClub.com. Dollar Shave Club was just bought for $1 billion. And I feel since I've been doing this podcast shit real long, I feel I should get a small percentage of that. I've been pushing Dollar Shave Club for a while now. I just want $50,000. Just give me .0000001%. Give me $50,000. That's fair.
That first commercial that went super viral, that was their introduction to the world, right? They weren't a company really before that?
No, yeah, that was really it.
That's how you
need
do it.
That David Wright deal, the vitamin water deal.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I should have done. Don't pay me now. Just give me, a small percentage up front. And, whatever. It all worked out. The reason why they're worth $1 billion is because they're one of the easiest, most convenient companies in the world. You don't have to pay for overpriced razors. You don't have to go to the store to get them. They send you quality razors at a cheap price right to your door. And right now, you can get the Dr. Carver's Shave Butter. And then in exchange for buying that, you'll get the Executive Razor for free. A full month of the Executive Razor, which is their highest quality razor. So buy yourself some Shave Butter, which is high quality shaving cream, and get that Executive Blade for free. They've also got hair products, lotions, anything you need to groom yourself and look fresh, Dollar Shave Club's got you covered. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/KFC. That's dollarshaveclub.com/KFC, and you'll get that executive razor for free when you buy Dr. Carver's Shave Butter. Let's start off with a delusional chick. Let's just dive into it. You're going to laugh at this one, Fights.
Hey, guys. So, first-time caller here. My boyfriend has called me and told me that, well, he lives 4 hours away, that he was thinking about having someone move in with him and get a roommate. Turns out it's a girl. Should I be worried about this? He says they're just friends, but I still think that's pretty fucked up. Big Fights fan. Hey,
Fights.
If it doesn't work out, I'll just call you. Thanks.
Hey, now. Feidelberg.
She doesn't know you're wearing eyeliner right now.
Hey, listen, if you're a chick who's into fights, you're probably into dudes wearing eyeliner because it's just weird over there. So.
Why am I not, I'm not wearing eyeliner?
Wait. We have to pause right now. We got to see the fucking tattoo, you loser.
Oh, yeah. Drunk tattoo. You're going to regret that, though, when he tells you what it is.
I actually think it's a sweet tattoo. No, I knew what it is. I actually think it's a sweet tattoo and it's a good spot. It's just getting a drunk tattoo is like the most cliche thing ever.
Well, here's the deal with it.
You're like a 17-year-old girl.
I guess we're skipping the voicemail for a second. I wanted the tattoos. It was definitely inspired, like, the bravery, I guess. Like I'm a fucking war veteran. The bravery to do it was definitely like alcohol inspired, but it's something I've wanted for a long time. And, like, especially recently, I've really wanted it. So, it's, like, it worked out. It's, like, it's what I wanted. I just never really had the time to do it. Not had the time, but never really had the inclination to go and do it. So.
I'm jealous. I want a tattoo. But my problem is, if you get one tattoo, I think you have to get, like, the whole sleeve.
Yeah, you might as well.
I kind of like just having the one. I've heard that, like, that it's like an addictive thing. But, like, I like having just, like, the one thing. Like, there's
I
just
think
one
the
little
sleeve. Thing. I don't like the sleeve because it just gets, like, lost in the mix. Like, when you have too intricate of a tattoo, when people have, like, a whole fucking mural.
It's like quarterbacks. You got two, you don't have one.
Yeah.
If you have 1,000 tattoos on your arm, you don't have a tattoo.
Right.
You just have a fucking free-looking arm.
I agree with that. You know, not like you have to limit it to one, but I feel like you got to keep it close to the vest.
I think
otherwise, three.
One is lame. You got to get, like, three. Get three.
Not all in the same place, though.
No,
maybe
of course.
Somewhere else. Maybe every Saturday from now on, I'll just keep getting tattooed.
Yeah, I mean, you got...
You're the girl who goes to Cancun and gets drunk. And then comes home with a tattoo. I'm like, Mom, don't get mad. I'm going to show it to you.
No, it's not what it is at all, though. It's like it's a tattoo I've wanted for so long. It's not like I got some stupid thing. Like, it's like I wanted for a long time. I happened to do it. It's not like I actually had my friend Emma making fun of me, being like, you got a tattoo. And she didn't know what it was. And she's like, oh, what is that? It's so stupid. And I was like, no, it's a buddy shit. I don't know. But it's something I wanted for a long time. I just did.
Do you want to tell the people what it is so they feel bad for making fun of you? Because it's hard to make fun of you
and
find out what it is.
I didn't really get a lot of making fun of. It's just my buddy who died initially. That's the most awkward part of the tattoo. It's like when people ask what it's for. And it's like, you're going to feel like a dickhead. But like it's not. Like, if you want to make fun of it, that's fine.
That is true. That you didn't think that one through.
It's a real...
Like,
it's
putting
a little
it on your
downer,
arm.
You know, it's like... What is that? Hey, who's this guy?
Do you honestly want to know why I put it on my arm? It's because it's been 4 years since he died, and like I noticed myself thinking about it less and less, and I started feeling really bad. And I was like, I wanted to think about it.
Well, now you won't have to notice it less and less because people are going to ask you like who that is every single day. So you're going to have to tell the story.
Well, one thing I didn't factor in that his initials are CRM, which is almost cream. And so every time I look at my arm, I'm like, cat moves everything around me. Cream. Get that money.
You should have
anyway,
done that.
By the way, hey, girl calling in. Call me because your boyfriend's going to fuck that girl.
Tell me what was the story again? What was it?
A long-distance boyfriend. He lives 4 hours away. He needs a roommate. Called her up, and he's like, hey, I'm going to get this roommate. It's a chick. And I mean, girls, you make me so mad. How can you still call in with these questions? How have you not listened to anything I've said? How can you be a big enough fan of KFC Radio that you're going to call in and not already know the answer to this question? I feel like the girls do this all the time. They call in. They know the answer. I think they just need a little bit of backup. They need someone to confirm it. Like, yeah, your boyfriend is going to bang that chick. It's not going to work. We've said a million times that it's impossible for guys and girls to be platonic friends. It's certainly impossible for them to live together and have nothing happen.
Yo, when I hang out with a girl, I don't care how ugly she is. If I hang out with a girl, like, 10 times, I want to have sex.
It's just, like, guaranteed.
It's also, it's like, and we've discussed this before, your boyfriend could have the best intentions in the world. He could be like, right? No, I love my girlfriend, but they're going to get drunk. He's going to come home drunk one night. She's going to be drunk one night. There's going to be that awkward silence, and then it's over.
He does have the best intentions because he's asking her about it. If he wanted to cheat on her with that girl, he would just do that. But in his head, he's like, I need a roommate.
That's a tough one to swing by your girlfriend, like, to just lie about it and start living with your girl.
I'm not saying that he would live with her. He would just bang her. Like, if you want to cheat with a girl, your first move is not, I'm going to have her move in. You would just sleep with her. I do genuinely think this guy is saying, I need a roommate. Whoever it is will save money. I don't want to live with a guy, or I don't have any other options. Here's this chick who's, like, probably not that attractive. It'll work. He's thinking that. But like you said, John, in your head, 10 times, every time they just chip away, by time number 10, you want to have sex with her. That's just how it goes.
It's like a work girlfriend where, like, even if they're not an attractive person, if you hang out with them enough, you'll see them in the right light, and you'll be like, oh,
yeah,
okay. Or they'll, like, give you a smirk where you're like, oh, okay. There will be situations that remind you, like, well, she does have a vagina, and this might be a thing. And then you kind of decide, like, maybe let's explore it.
And it's not his fault. It's not her fault. It's just human nature. So that's why, guys and girls, you have to avoid that situation. That's why we don't live together, because that's going to happen. So either don't let it happen or do let it happen and holler at fights. He's got a tattoo. He wears bracelets. He's got eyeliner. And he's got this sexy this sexy tank top on. He's just looking as fresh as can be.
It's so hot in my apartment. I don't have air conditioning in my apartment. It's so hot in here. I have a fan right in my face right now.
Do you even have pants on? I bet you don't.
I do. I put them on.
Specifically for this?
I was told last night that at a point I was not wearing them. But I do have them on now.
I do like the little tattered tank top fights. You look. Oh, you know what you would like? You'd love this shirt fights. Straight from the Bieber concert.
Oh!
Great shirt.
There you go.
My mama don't like you. My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone, is like a top five musical line of all time. It's just such a
movie. That was my Twitter bio for a long time.
Shout out to Ed Sheeran. He doesn't get enough credit for that, being the dude who actually wrote that.
Well, Bieber's other great line is, everybody gets high sometimes, you know, and that's also Ed Sheeran.
He wrote that one too?
Yeah, he wrote
a little ginger.
Bieber's got to start writing his own shit. All right, let's get into some weird shit. Coming off of Coachella a month ago, when we talked about eating an entire grocery store, part two of that question.
What's up, KFC? Colin from Massachusetts. I got a nice softball of a question for a little discussion during the dog.
This is not a softball of a question, by the way. He's grossly underestimating it.
Okay, it's summer. How long would it take you to drink all of the water of an above-ground pool? Since you're on the above-ground pool discussion. If it was regular, fresh water, no chemicals and shit.
Fresh water in an above-ground pool... Now, I feel like above-ground pools do kind of come in all sizes, but you know the one we're thinking of, the classic round one that's pretty much form, standard size. How long do you think it would take for you to drink an entire pool's worth of water? Dan, obviously we'll start with you.
How many bottles do you think that is?
Well, let's see. Above-ground
pools. That's how you got to figure this out. How many gallons?
Gallons. I'm Googling it right now.
All right, wait, before you do that, I'm just going to give my gut, because we're actually going to be able to figure this out scientifically. 4 months.
So 3 months to eat a whole grocery store, 4 months to drink a pool.
Yeah. You get full on with water. It's just like, you know when you just can't drink more water? You think less?
I think so.
Well, let's see how many gallons. How many gallons?
The average swimming pool. Now, see if I can figure out exactly above ground, because that's. Let me see. Hang on 1 second. Fights keep
a lot of water.
Above ground pool.
I'm almost constantly drinking. I'm not trying to be tough as water. I'm almost like constantly drinking water, like all day, every day.
You'd have to be the guy at the gym who carries around like the big jug.
The gallon. I would guess I have 14 glasses of water a day.
So, okay, let's see. An above-ground pool average is 24 feet by 52 feet, which holds 14,000 gallons of water. Which is, in ounces, is... 1 second. They don't even have this shit, like, ready to pop up on Google because no one brings this up.
I'm a little disappointed that no one's so shocked at how much water I drink, because I think it's pretty impressive how much water I drink.
That's not that. I drink that much. This is 28 ounces, and I drink this, like, five times a day.
You're only supposed to drink eight glasses of water a day is, like, what the human body needs, and people are like, oh, that's way too much. I drink, like, double that.
We're in Princessa mode, by the way.
That's okay. 14,000 gallons converted.
So there's... Fight, you drink like 1 gallon a day. How many gallons? 46,000? 14,000. We're total friends, Hessa, right now.
Yeah.
That's 38 years.
That's a long time.
A gallon a day, that's 38 years.
I thought I was going to do it in 3 months.
I said four. Wow. Yeah, holy shit. Okay, well, that one blew my mind. That's a lot of fucking water, man.
It's a lot of water. It doesn't... It's like in Super Troopers. Like, that's how what Farva falls into... Or is that in Beer Olympics, whatever that movie was, where Farva, like, falls into a beer vat and just drinks his way out? That's kind of what this is.
Yeah, so wait. I think 14,000 gallons is 1,792,000 ounces. Let's say 12 ounces in a cup or a bottle. That would be 150,000 bottles of water.
I drink 12 a day, 14 a day, man. So, but I'll probably knock that out in 3 months.
My brain is spinning.
We probably shouldn't have gone totally scientific with that one. That one probably...
We probably should have shot from the hip.
Even if you drink 12 of those bottles a day, or 13 of those bottles a day, that's 34 years.
So more time than I expected.
Also, I might be wrong with my math, so I'm sure like someone will be like, hey, what the hell were you counting? You know,
John, if you drink...
Let's call it we were wrong. But we don't have to say wrong. Exactly
we were how wrong. Wrong.
It's a little more than I expected it to be.
Well, John, here it is. You need to drink 409 bottles of water a day. Come on.
Oh.
You can do that. To do it in a year. To do it in a year, John. So, you know, you're talking
My God. Ridiculous. Ridiculous question. So that was not a softball. That's not what a softball is.
I was like, come on, bro. As soon as I heard it, I was like, this is going to be the hardest question we've ever done. So final answer, what was it, 34 years, Dan?
Yeah, 34 years.
3 months.
Let's talk a little bit about Twitter.
Hey, KFC. It's your boy, Pat from Seattle. Quick question. If you can go back in time, what historical figure would you like to pluck out and see a social media account for? Personally, a Hitler Twitter account might not be too different from a Trump Twitter, but... I like to think maybe an Instagram account by Lewis and Clark would be pretty dope. So who would you pick and social media?
Historical figure on Twitter. And let's assume that they would actually be themselves, not like these celebrities nowadays who act all phony. That's actually a very intelligent and intriguing answer by him, Lewis and Clark having an Instagram account. It would be kind of fire if you were following along people figuring out the new...
I don't give a fuck about your Instagram account. I don't give a fuck about anyone's Instagram account.
That'd be wild.
I don't give a fuck about Lewis and Clark. Lewis and Clark, we would just make fun of mercilessly.
No, that'd be wild. I'd love that.
You idiot.
I'm with you,
Kevin. You love that? See, I don't even look at Instagram because I hate Instagram so much.
What is the hatred for Instagram right now, John?
Yeah, well, that was weird.
I think it's so stupid. Like, I don't care about your pictures. I don't care. I only look at Instagram.
Don't look at them.
I don't care about
you. You could say the same for Twitter. I don't care about your thoughts.
No, but I do care about your thoughts.
Okay, but, like, I mean, I look at Instagram. It's, like, it's total, like, there's nothing to it. It's you just look at the
Instagram is the very last app I'll open. If I'm, like...
Very weird hatred for something that takes, like, no commitment or time. You just kind of glance at some pictures.
Yeah, well, it's not a vibrant hatred. I just like
it's the most like passive act there is.
I was gonna say no, John. If you hate it, you hate it. Let it out. I look at is I look at asses and sneakers on Instagram. That's it. Yeah, but I like those two things.
Those are fun.
I've actually recently tried to use Instagram more this summer, and I hate it. It's just made me hate it even more.
All right, so John's off on Instagram. Well, what about Twitter? What historical figure would you want on Twitter? Now, this dude threw out Hitler, which would, scarily enough, he's right that it would probably sound similar to Trump, but...
Pretty comparable. You know, I think maybe any athlete, I always just think about, if social media and the world was the way the world is today, like, Michael Jordan wouldn't be the hero he is, Mickey Mantle would be the hero he is, Babe Ruth would be the hero he is, so, I'd just be interested to see what any of them have to say, if they drunk tweet, if they're tweeting live from the fucking, if Babe Ruth is tweeting with cigars in his mouth, and like people on Twitter now get mad enough when an athlete is just doing anything except lifting weights. Mm-hmm. It's like, get back to the gym, you idiot. Like, if Babe Ruth was sitting there smoking a cigar, drinking a beer,
people would freak out. Babe Ruth would be a great one if he was real cocky. Because, I mean, there was that point where Babe Ruth was hitting more home runs than entire teams. Right. And could you imagine how cocky you could get on Twitter if you were just like, yo, I'm so much better than everyone in the world at this particular thing? He could get so cocky.
I'm dead. What do you think he was on? Everyone was on something. Like, if you're hitting one on teams, you're on, you're doing something that the rest of the world isn't. Like, at that point, what does being on something mean?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there was some level of weird, you just straight up, inject, bold semen or something, you get the testosterone. But I do think every now and then there are just people who are they're just... You know what?
There's no one better than entire teams.
Honest answer?
There's no better than entire teams.
Babe Ruth is an alien. Babe Ruth was, put here by aliens. The same way that, Leonardo da Vinci was so much smarter than everyone, the only possible answer is that he got the information from the aliens.
Daniel Bard would strike Babe Ruth out on three fucking pitches. And it's not even close.
Not if he's an alien.
Anyone from 30 years... We've had this conversation before. Anyone from, 30 years ago just couldn't be a professional today. You couldn't. It's so different. And
if you had, all the... If you put Babe Ruth and you gave him a year or two, I'm sure he could catch up in his prime.
If Babe Ruth's talent was... some talent was just born later, he would be able to do it.
I don't think so. What did a pitcher throw to Babe Ruth? Because they weren't throwing 96.
I hear what you're saying, but I think the pure talent, if he grew up in this era with weight training and all that shit while facing But I'm saying, if he just faced this type of pitching from day one, he would still be that good of a hitter.
Right, but when people say Babe Ruth's the greatest hitter of all time, and it's like, no, bring him to today, and he's not a number 90.
Let's go back to this discussion and just assume that the person has to be totally transparent. So they have to tweet stuff. The obvious answer actually is Derek Jeter. Mm-hmm. If he actually had to show us what was going on, Wilt Chamberlain would be a fucking good one.
Great one.
Your boys Doc and Daryl would be amazing, and Keith.
Anyone from the
Kenny Stabler?
I almost wish someone else from the 86 team, like Mookie or one of the guys who wasn't so bad, just tweeting being like, these guys are fucking crazy.
Right. But I think the answer is Andre the Giant.
Solid.
Why?
Solid pick.
I just think the wrestling back in that day, that must have been the most wild times ever. The amount he could drink. It would be so great. And just, have you ever seen, every picture of Andre the Giant is, I could look at forever.
He needs an Instagram.
How is that man so big?
Andre needs an Instagram, not Twitter. And we need just pictures of Andre in all sorts of settings at all times. John, you're telling me you wouldn't want to look at pictures of Andre the Giant in weird giant situations on Instagram? Come on. You'd look at that.
A weird one is Clooney. Because I know Clooney's actively said the reason he doesn't have Twitter
is because he gets in so much trouble.
He can have thoughts.
Yeah.
So it's I'd like to hear those, Clooney. What do you got in the back?
I would like to see, Sinatra and the Rat Pack in their prime Just like everything they were running through.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be quality. Muhammad Ali in his prime tweeting out. I mean, he basically said everything anyway, but I'm sure there was that much more that we missed if he was on Twitter. Would you go way back? Like, would you, like George Washington Twitter or something? Would you care about that?
I really just want to see, like, he's crazy. So like, yeah.
Oh, I chopped down the cherry tree. Fuck you.
It would kind of be cool, though, like, when they won.
I don't know. I'm going to see just sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
I was going to say, I'd love to see, like, the Rolling Stones, like, shooting up heroin through a fire hose. Like,
that'd be awesome.
Like, Keith Richards just, like, dead, and then they have to wake him up to go on stage, but he keeps coming back to life nonstop. Like, that would be cool to see.
I do kind of think that American Revolution...
We've transformed this into a time machine, by the way. Like, yes, you get to see everything rather than what their social media presence is.
But I think American Revolution Twitter would be lit. Imagine when we won the revolution and George Washington tweeting, like, talking shit to Britain. That would be fire. That would be an all-time internet moment.
Okay.
But yeah.
I just want to see the drugs.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the handsome one, Hen Easy, your boy Hank.
Easy.
Hey, KFC, it's your boy, Pat from Seattle. Quick question. If you can go back in time, what historical figure would you like to pluck out?
Wrong one. I was like, wait a second. I thought I heard this guy's voice already.
Hey, what's up, KFC and the boys? This is Ryan in Boston. So basically, a couple months ago, I took Hank's advice on just not doing my taxes because... No, I was like a broke college student in TurboTax asking for like $400. So I just shut it off and never looked at it again. So now my question is, what exactly happens from here? Do I wait till I get arrested? Do I wait till I get some cash? Or then maybe I just go to H&R Block and say, hey, I've got to do my taxes. Look for a little more advice here. Hopefully not from Hank. Thanks, boys. Lynn.
All right, so the PMT gang, Big Cat and PFT commenter, they once bestowed a little bit of advice to the handsome one and told him just not to do his taxes at all. And now
well, we have Dan, to give him Dan, better advice than that.
Irresponsible, because now we have people following the advice that's being given to Hank and doing other irresponsible things. This is not a good look. What do you got for this dude who just doesn't want to do his taxes?
It actually was more. It was more than just not do your taxes to Hank. We came up with a scheme where we assumed that the drones and the robots in the IRS. They're just sitting at their, like, right around tax season, they're just sitting there doing paperwork all day. So they're just stamping shit and, like, blah, blah, blah. We told Hank to send his bills to the IRS and just hope they accidentally get paid. Like, they just go to, like, he's just, like, stamp, yep, stamp, stamp, and just get in that line and maybe all of his, like, utility bills. Because he was behind on his utility bills, too, I think. I think that you're probably okay if you just pay next year, right? Well, this is the worst place for us
I can't do this. Because my roommate here in Newport didn't pay it for 4 years.
At all? No taxes for 4 years.
Didn't pay his taxes for 4 years, right? Came home one day, sticky note on his door, just says, hey, you know, from the IRS, Scott, you know, call me back, whatever. Call Scott up. Scott, just the nicest guy in the world. You know, hey, Brendan, notice you haven't paid taxes. Anything you say about that? And he's like, nah, I haven't thought about it, really. And he goes, okay, do you think maybe you could pay in, like, within the next 6 months? And he was like, 6 months? Like, I figured it was by, like, Thursday. Like, I have 6 months? Yeah, sure, I can do that. And then it was just, okay, cool. So then Brendan calls his accountant, who... I don't understand how you have an accountant
if you don't do your taxes.
What has the accountant been doing for the last 4 years? But he calls his accountant, and the accountant was just like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Yeah, and then that was it. There was nothing very sinister about it. He said the IRS guy was so nice, and it was just all handled very briefly.
But he had to pay a boatload of money.
Well, just the same money he would have had to pay.
Right, but that's different when you're paying it yearly, or all of a sudden you're hit with a 4-year bill.
Well, I don't even know. Maybe I don't know. It, I mean, it really depends how much money you make, right? Like,
yeah,
that's really what it is.
I got paid from taxes for a while, and
yeah,
then...
but it's all percentage based. It's all, you know, proportional. It's like you make a lot, you get taxed a lot. But if you don't make a lot, even that whatever that little bill is, when you get hit with it, it's going to hurt you because you don't make a lot of money. Like Hank,
I think he's okay though.
If Hank is behind on his utility bills, he's gonna. If he gets hit with 4 years worth of taxes, that's going to be a problem.
If you're a college kid, if you're like around early 20s, I think you can just skate by with this, and then you just pay the next year, and they won't even notice. John just said it took 4 years for them to catch up.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go missing multiple years.
And this isn't
you miss a year.
This isn't a kid. This is a kid who's much more of a man than me. Like owns his own house and shit like that. Like, and for 4 years he just, I guess he assumed his accountant because he has a motherfucking accountant who just wasn't paying the taxes. I guess he assumed he was paying them. But like to catch a guy like that, it takes 4 years. Who you know has to pay taxes on a lot of shit. And then
right.
if you're fucking making hourly wages or whatever. I'm sure.
Yo, think about how hard it is to be the IRS where the government is just like, okay, we're going to make this group, and your job is to get money from hundreds of millions
That's
of people
what
who don't want to give it to you. So listen, I am fully on board with this idea of skating by on your taxes, primarily because you don't get in trouble. Like you said, you just have to pay the taxes. So what else in your life would you ever really willingly pay the penalty up front? You know, it'd be like, pay this parking ticket right now because, like, maybe the meter maid might catch you. You'd be like, no, fuck that. I'm not gonna do that up front. It's the same sort of thing. Until they catch you, until they earn it, why should you have to pay it?
Good point.
You know?
But, no, that's a good point. Like, you don't pay a speeding ticket, yeah, because you might be going too fast.
So the thing is, I mean, I do this all the time with barstool money. Like, you get paid by a bar or whatever, and they cut a check. I never declared any of that stuff. I was just like, catch me if you can.
Well, that stuff is like, if they send me a W, if they do the legwork of sending me a W-2, then I might.
Yeah,
but
even that, I don't really, you know, it's just like, in the moment, my accountant's like, what else do you have here? And I'm just like, nothing. And I'm just hoping that doesn't come back to bite me in the ass. But it does loom over you like a motherfucker. I'll tell you that much.
It does. And only for a few days. Then you just, then it's like, whatever. Yeah,
but
who cares? It's basically if you can deal with the 2 days of wait, you'll wake up a couple nights and be like, shit, I didn't pay my taxes. I could, like, get in a lot of trouble or owe a lot of money. Then, like, basically you get drunk the next week and you forget it even happened. Then it's 4 years later. That's basically what happened to John Stratton.
And really, that's life in general. Like, you're worried about something at work, just make it to the weekend. You're worried about, like, breaking up with your girlfriend, just do it and you'll stop thinking about it eventually. I don't know. Everything in life just kind of, like, fades away. You freak out about it in the beginning, and then it's not a big deal. So did Hank not pay his taxes?
He did not. So I guess we'll find out. I think he's okay. I think maybe next year he'll do it. We'll tell him next year.
Maybe. You know what's sick at this point, Dan? You've got such a cult following. I could see someone at the IRS being like a PMT fan and being like, I'm just going to pay Hank's bills. I'm just going to do it for him. If I get my hands on Henny's bills, I'm just going to pay him.
Dude, sending the bills to the IRS is such a genius move because they really are, like you said, they got to be the most miserable people in the world. So they get a bill, and they're like, oh, shit, like, we got to pay this kid's fucking utility bill in Boston. Who cares?
It's actually kind of amazing. When you think about taxes, it's amazing that the government has just convinced millions of people to willingly be like, yep, I made this much. You get to take a portion of it. I mean, there's a lot of people who don't, who avoid it. But there's a lot of people who do.
I was paying. I never look at my shit. Like, I never look at my pay stubs and stuff like that. So I had to give my pay stubs for my apartment in New York to the landlord to, you know, kind of approve of and whatnot. And it was like the first time I ever looked at like what I was supposed to get paid and what I actually got paid. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, right. It's brutal.
That is too much money to be taken from me. Like, give me all of that, please.
What they should do, because it's I feel like it's all a younger person as well. Like, I didn't have health care for a while. You basically, you would never do that if you're in your 40s. You never, and you, like, had a family, you would obviously have health care. They should let you not have health care or not, like, they should let you pay less taxes, but you can't call 911. Or, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Damn.
You're not allowed. There's a lock on your phone. You can't call for any emergency, but you pay less taxes.
Damn. This genius. This is brilliant.
Genius.
Well, that's all taxes. I mean,
brilliant.
You can't limit it to just emergency calls. Like, what you pay taxes for all sorts of services. Like,
no, yeah, okay.
You don't get to put your garbage out on the corner. Garbage men don't come to your house.
No,
you pay taxes.
No, I would pay. I would check that option because I've had to hide garbage before. That's a real.
But if you don't want to, you shouldn't have to.
You should be able to elect out of everything. Like, if you don't own a car, you shouldn't have to pay taxes on the roads. Or there should be, like, this is how you deal with it. I just fix traffic. If I don't pay taxes, I get a special license. I'm not allowed to drive during rush hour.
Dan.
I just changed America.
This is you got to run for president on this.
Fuck, man.
That's it. The only platform you need is elective and, what's it called? Opting out of taxes. That's what you
right.
got.
Right.
I remember, you get
everything. Like, it's very detailed what you get taken away from you, because there's a lot of, like, crazy people out there who get pissed and, like, big government's taking all – Uncle Sam's taking all my money. They don't realize all the things that the government does for you. If we get in a war, like, you don't get to be defended. If we – you know, like, all this
you have
shit.
To go. You have to go over there.
Yeah, you have to go with no gun.
A draft.
You just
have
to go. We just drop you off. And we're like, there you go, buddy.
Just yesterday, when I did a blog about the ALS find the ice bucket challenge, finding the gene that causes ALS, and I saw our boy Pete, and I was like, Pete, like I could literally say a kid I've met changed the world, and that's crazy to me. Pete didn't change the world as much as Dan did.
I'm gonna research this because I'm not dumb. I'm smart enough to have ideas. I'm not dumb enough to see them through. But I actually think that this might be. I'm gonna be.
Dan says legs.
How old do you have to be president?
35.
You're almost election,
there,
guys.
You're almost there, baby.
Boom. 4 years.
If you want more of Dan's presidential platform and more life-altering advice, go listen to PMT. You had your girl Rachel Nichols on this week. That was hearing Rachel Nichols drop an F-bomb, seeing her interacting with you guys, talking about, like, let's go get a beer. It was like, whoa.
Wild
stuff. So, yeah.
That was breaking down some barriers, so wild, wild stuff.
Go give it a listen. Pardon my take. Get back to these voicemails brought to you by this second half, brought to you by BetDSI.com. BetDSI, you know the deal. It's one of the most highly rated sportsbook sites on the internet. A-plus reviews from many of the betting experts out there. They set lines on the MLB, the PGA, the UFC, the presidential election, reality TV, the Rio Olympics. I don't even know really how you can bet on the Rio Olympics, because it's going to be the most corrupt Olympics of all. I wouldn't be comfortable throwing down my money on any of that. But, hey, BetDSI is going to let you do it. What else do we got here? BetDSI.com, if you use the promo code Barstool10, that's Barstool10, you'll get a $10 free play on, like I said, any of those sporting events or any of the outside of sports lines that they set. BetDSI.com, Barstool10 is the promo code for $10 free.
What's up, KFC? What's up, guys? Just wanted to hear your thoughts on something quick. So, met this girl at a bar, got her number, started hitting her up, texting her and stuff. Except one day, like the middle of the week, she just stopped responding to me. I was wondering if you guys ever think it's okay to, like, hit her up again close to the weekend, see what she's doing, or should you never double text? Let me know. Viva.
All right, Fights, you're in the single world where you got to abide by a lot of these unwritten rules of the text game. Do you follow any of these rules, specifically the one he's talking about, the no double text where you respond even if you didn't get anything back from the girl?
Well, here's the deal. I absolutely do not follow any of these rules. I'm also sitting here, a single man, kind of hungover on a Thursday.
With eyeliner on.
With eyeliner on.
Double's fine.
Yeah. Double's fine.
It's the triple that you got. It's the triple sitting that I think is the end. So you can even triple text. It's when you have the three blues sitting there, then it's over.
I think that's perfectly said. That's coming from a man who's in a relationship, and I think that's perfect. That's.
Listen,
Kevin, we have it with athletes. That's my version of getting nervous now with texts.
That's so true.
If I get to the triple, I'll never text him again.
I tried to say something. Oh, it was when Bartolo got elected to the All-Star game. I texted Syndergaard, and I was like something along the lines of, like, you and Bartolo out there together in San Diego, like, you're going to tear it up, and, like, some stupid joke. Nothing back, and I felt like when I used to text chicks, I was like, throw my phone.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, he hasn't written back. That was so lame. Maybe he didn't read it yet. I don't know. What, why did he write back? I mean, it was like so sad and pathetic.
Dude,
but it's so.
Rizzo got a serious girlfriend this year, and I didn't know for the first like few months of the season. And he used to like text me like we used to have, like he actually responded to shit. I got to the three, and I was like, it's over. And then he like came out of nowhere like a week later. Like, sorry, I missed this. Like, okay, like, now I'm scared all the time.
Bitch.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's even worse. If you want to text me, fine, but don't acknowledge that you missed the last, like, five texts from me.
That's the most important part. Don't say, oh, sorry, I missed this earlier. Just respond. Like, yeah, you didn't want
to. Athletes, you never know. Like, he could, you ever get, like, here's a perfect example. Here's a perfect example. The day we announced we got bought by Chairman, I probably got like 60 texts that day.
Yeah.
And I definitely missed a few of them. Because just like responding and you just like forget. You open them, you read them.
The day Rizzo wins MVP, sure.
Right.
But on a regular fucking day, he didn't miss a text.
I know he didn't miss it. He got a girlfriend, but I'm saying like an athlete can say that, I feel like.
I can believe. No, I'm just going to say it. I mean, listen, everybody who's young is on their phone all the time responding to who they want to respond to. The worst is when you see them, like, tweet or post something else, and you're like, oh, well, Noah just posted on Instagram. He couldn't talk to me about Bartolo and the All-Star.
The answer, though, for this kid is pretty simple. I think he said midweek she just stopped. Hit her up on Friday, see if she's going out. Then if she doesn't respond to that one, save your third one for an actual, like, big thing that you're like, hey, there's this, you know, this going on, or I have a ticket to this.
Yeah.
Then hit her up for a real reason.
But you can bring some value that you know she's going to respond to. Or, I mean, listen, it all depends on the chick and if you're really into it. Like, she hasn't responded in several texts. Like, fuck her. Forget about it. But if you do want to try to keep it on the line, you have to bring something for that third text. But these people out there, listen, if you're a guy who can get away without doing the double text to chicks, like, God bless you. You're a king of string. You've got great game. Chicks want to bang you. Woohoo for you. The rest of us, you got to be persistent. You got to be scrappy. We're all out there just trying to get the job done. If it takes a couple extra texts.
Yeah. Yo, I don't subscribe to any of those dating rules. And, again, this is coming from a single man who hasn't had many successful relationships. But I don't fucking be like, I don't do the 3-day wait. I don't do, like, the no double text. Fuck all that shit. If you like the person, just fucking keep texting him.
Until
you get to three.
Well, I was going to say, first of all, there are lines to be drawn. And second of all, it's easy to say that, but, like, there's a lot of chicks out there who probably would be like, ugh, he texted me twice in a row. Fuck that.
So, no, I don't think there are. I don't think there are girls who'd be like, I like this guy, but then he texted me twice and now he's out.
No. First of all, there are, because I mean these things exist for a reason, and there are bitchy chicks out there like that. But there are also chicks who like think they're supposed to think that. These things get into their own brains and they let it influence them.
And this chick might not even be like that, but I bet you she has a friend like that, and the minute they have brunch and they start fucking talking, they're all gonna talk her out of it. That's what you really got to be worried about. When chicks get together and they all start talking and they get ideas and, like, shit goes crazy, that's when you're going to lose. That's when you're going to be out.
Landing a chick and having then, like, a good relationship after that is 100% about controlling her asshole friends. If you can control them, you'll have a good relationship. If you let her friends influence her, you're fucked because chicks will always end up screwing you. So double text, triple text, do whatever text you want. Just make sure her friends aren't chirping in her ear about how that makes you a loser. Last couple voicemails of the day. One's brought to you by SeatGeek.
Wait, before you do that,
yeah.
I think we just got on like the most genius like breakdown of a male female relationship. It's controlling their friends, and then so that you can get in a relationship, and then someday she can make you ditch all yours.
It's true.
That's crazy.
It really is the friend dynamic. It's like it's basically once. Yeah, that's really what it is. Chicks don't like guys when they're hanging out with their friends. Guys don't like girls when they're influenced by their bitch friends. Once you eliminate all the friends, is when the relationship can like kind of exist. Not even thrive, just like kind of exist. That's called marriage, folks. Everybody loses their friends and you just kind of coexist.
Oh, man.
SeatGeek is the best way to buy and sell tickets to concerts and sporting events. You go on the app, you download the free app. Real easy. The best part about SeatGeek, not the prices and not the safe guarantees, but just how easy it is to click around. So, like, you find your venue, you find your event, there's the ticket, you click it and you buy it. You don't have to, like, enter in numbers and letters to prove you're not a robot. There's no, like, hidden fees or charges. You don't get the rug pulled out from you at the last second. It's easy to buy them. It's easy to sell them. And right now, if you use the promo code KFC, you will get $20 back on your first ticket purchase. So go to download the free SeatGeek app, go to settings, add a promo code, and when you buy your tickets, you'll get $20 back in the mail. You know that you're always getting the best price from SeatGeek because they put all the tickets into an easy-to-read map, a color-coded map that shows which tickets are cheap, which tickets are expensive, which ones are a good buy based on where they're located, so you know you're getting the best bang for your buck. Download the free SeatGeek app, enter the promo code KFC, get $20 back. Last voicemail of the day. Here's a fun one. I don't know if we'll have... This is a fun one.
Yo, KFC, that's Greg from Phoenix. A question for you guys is, what is the most ridiculous thing a medical doctor has ever told you you need to do? My example would be, I had this like weird like ball pain a few months ago, and I went to a doctor, and he was telling me, meanwhile, there's a medical assistant, this young chick in the room. Telling me how, yeah, sometimes if you don't ejaculate enough, your semen will build up and you will have extreme ball pain. Blue balls, I guess. So he looked me right in my eyes and said, make sure you're ejaculating 2 to 3 times a week. And I shit you not, medical assistant chick in the room looks down at her notes, scribbles that down, looks right up at me, and I'm like, all right, I guess that's what I gotta do. So what is the most ridiculous thing a doctor has ever told you you need to do?
Most ridiculous, let's just call it most ridiculous doctor encounter. This dude had a doctor saying he's got to jerk off 2-3 times a week. You got anything that beats that fights?
I'm sorry. I missed what he said about blue balls because those are fake. What did he say?
He had extreme pain in his testicles and the doctor said, make sure you ejaculate 2-3 times a week to alleviate any pressure in there. So not like true blue balls, like when you're hooking up with a girl and she stops halfway, but just some sort of testicular pain caused by getting backed up with the semen, which is just like, if there's any doctor out there who thinks that he needs to tell a guy to ejaculate 2-3 times a week, like yeah, I'm pretty sure the entire male population has that covered. I'm pretty sure we can check that off the list of causes, doc.
I'll knock that out by noon on Monday.
Exactly. What's the most ridiculous thing you've had a doctor tell you, Fights?
I had to pay like $4,000 for a test, a sleep test.
I remember.
This is way back in the day. Remember this? I like live tweeted this.
Yep.
It was like $4,000 because he's like, do you snore? And I was like, yeah, I snore. And then he's like, oh, you need this test.
You got swindled, by the way. You got bamboozled, bro.
Dude, like they fucking stripped me up. Like I had shit all over my head. I had to sleep upright. The worst part of the whole test was they woke me up at 6 a.m. on a dot to be like, all right, you're done. Get out of here. Like, motherfucker, let me sleep. It took me an hour and a half to get to bed last night because I had these shit all over me. Like, let me get my 8 hours in. And they kick you out. And then they're just like, yeah, you don't have any problems. You just snore. I was like, no fucking shit, dude. I know. Like, I'm not some old man dying of a heart attack. Like, I just snore. I'm sorry. I have a nasally voice and
that's
I snore.
You. That's on you for signing up for that.
Yeah, I haven't been to a fucking doctor yet.
Well, we've We really watched you grow and actually, like, decline, John, between the sleep apnea and the gum transplants and shit. Ugh. We watched, like, the entire decline of Feitelberg. It's only going to get worse, too. Dan, what's your weirdest encounter with a doctor?
I mean, the doctor told me I had to lose weight. That wasn't going to happen.
Well,
that's probably it, right?
That's actually probably John's most ridiculous. When they said to him, like, if you don't stop doing this, you're going to get cancer and die. And John was like, I don't care.
Are you drinking beer, John?
Is that the highlight?
No, it's ginger ale.
Oh, that looked like the champagne beers.
The,
like, bro, we're at work.
No, that one, I mean, it's like, yeah, when you have a nicotine addiction, that doesn't really count. Like,
yeah, John, you know what John's, like, thought process is with that? Is that his dad dips every day and he's fine.
He's still
alive. He quit, like, a year ago. I told you that. He quit, and that's why he chose toothpicks. He's a toothpick guy.
True.
So he chews toothpicks all the time.
So you're going to do that wait until you're, like, 50-something and then do it?
Yeah, no, that's legitimate. That's not a joke. That's legitimately my reasoning.
Yeah, I know it is. I wasn't joking either. I don't go to the. I mean, I've been to the doctor like once in the last 15 years, so I can't.
I haven't been since he took that goddamn money from me for my sleep test. I was like, fuck you, dude. You're a snake oil salesman, and I'm sick of it.
I flossed this morning, and it was just
what an idiot.
I was talking about it on Mail Time this week. Honestly, I'm not even exaggerating. I cannot think of the last time I went to the dentist. Like, I don't even know. So it's at least like 5 years.
Well, I don't fuck around with that.
So I got nervous. So I was like, all right, I gotta get on this, and I flossed, and it looked like it was a murder in my mouth. The amount of blood that was like pouring out. So now my gums hurt and they're all swollen and shit. I'm just so nervous because I want to avoid these awkward interactions where the dentist would be like, are you fucking kidding me? You have, like, the mouth of, like, George Washington here because you haven't gone to the dentist in 10 years. So,
yeah, but let me tell you, gum health is cyclical. Gum health regenerates itself about,
You know the deal. You've been
through. Yeah, no, it's about every month gums will regenerate themselves. And so just don't worry about that for a little bit. And then the month every month.
Hey.
I know if nothing I just said is true. But
this
it's
is
some,
a-
It's, yeah. It's things I've heard at different meetings, so it's now, like, I'm just like, yeah. Like, a buddy in the locker room will be like, yeah, no, dude, your gums regenerate. It's like, oh, it's like a liver. Perfect. That's just like drinking. It's totally healthy. It'll fix itself.
I wish you didn't tell me that, because I was going to tell myself that you had that gum surgery, so the doctor told you this, so I could count on you. So I was actually going to believe that.
No, this was from, like, a 16-year-old back in the day.
You ruined
this
it.
Is just the episode of bad advice. Don't pay your taxes, and your gums will grow back, so who cares?
Your liver grows back. Your liver regenerates, does it not?
And we can drink a full pool in 4 months.
Well, okay, and so we will finish it off. We'll finish off today with this is the bad advice, bad take episode. This question is going to have answers that vary all over the place. It's brought to you by Weebly.com. Weebly.com. If you want to make a website, whether you're blogging, whether you're putting out music, whether you want to put out fashion that you design, whether you want to sell stuff, anything you want to make a website for, Weebly is the way to make it. If you don't have any technological background, you don't know how to do any HTML coding, you don't have any website design skills, it doesn't matter. Weebly has got you covered because they have like hundreds of templates to choose from, ready-made websites designed that you can just click. Add your title, add your words, customize it to yourself, and you've got a fully functioning website ready to go. It's drag-and-drop technology, so you want to change this, augment that, make this bigger, that smaller, change the colors. It's all very easily done on Weebly. So go to Weebly.com/KFC. That's Weebly.com/KFC, and start your website today. Don't let technology get in the way of you achieving your dreams. Go to Weebly.com/KFC. Here's the final question of the day. Dan's answer is going to be outrageous, I can already tell.
So I dropped some change on the ground the other day, and it got me thinking, how much money do you think is on the ground right this second?
Right this moment, how much money, free money, is sitting on the ground on the planet Earth?
Millions of dollars.
Oh, I would say billions.
Oh, you said billions.
Yeah. Billions.
Now, how
disagrees with us.
I'm just saying this is one of those things, just like the pool question, where it could be like a week, it could be a century. Do you know how many like coins you need to add up to get to a billion?
Yeah,
a few million.
Do the coins in wishing fountains count? Because they're on the ground.
Oh, that's a good little loophole there.
What about Floyd Mayweather? He's got like a suitcase on the ground full of cash.
Yeah, exactly. He carries what? Was it 500 grand or a million?
Right, that's on the ground.
That's sitting on the ground in an airport terminal at this moment.
Yeah,
right.
But the minute that Floyd picks that bag up, boom, you lost like 75
that's
million.
Right. It fluctuates, obviously. Yeah.
There's 4 billion quarters in a billion dollars. Do you think there's 4 billion quarters sitting around out there? You think there's 100 billion pennies? You think
he said all the world, too, by the way.
Yo, I'm counting, like, some tourist in San Francisco, in Salamanca's bag, like, next to them at lunch. I'm counting that. That's on the ground.
That's
so I'm saying it's a couple million dollars.
That's
a lot of money.
But I allow the outside-the-box thinking. I can appreciate that. I'm just thinking about myself. I mean, change, to me, I'm out on change. I don't want...
What's the amount of change you'll keep? That's actually a really good question.
No change.
Zero.
No change.
You won't keep any... Like, if so...
The more,
say the person's like, I don't have dollar bills, and they give you, like, 7 quarters, you won't keep it?
No, let me have it put in my pocket and jingle around.
I will keep it momentarily, but I will never use that change.
No,
I'll keep it until I get home, and I'll throw it on my desk or whatever, but, like, it'll never be spent.
I just round up. I always round up to a dollar. So, like, if I... Yeah.
The other day, I was supposed to get, like, 92 cents worth of change.
Yeah, just keep
That's,
it.
Like, so many different coins. I'm out on all that. Keep it.
It's also so awkward when you tell, like, the person at Walgreens to keep it. Like, there's, like, a tip jar.
Yeah.
And it's like, just keep it. Just keep it.
Also,
I hate when you go to the subway and, like, it's like, I only need one ride. And then you have, like, $9 in fucking coins come out. And it's like, God damn. Now, like, these are dollar coins. Like, these are supposed to be of value. But I know I'm never going to use these.
I was at Rite Aid the other day, and they did the old, they give you the receipt, and then they just drop all the quarters and change onto the receipt, so it's, like, hard to grab. And, like, a few of the pennies and shit fell, and they were like, you dropped your change. I was like, no. And they were like, it's right there. And I was like, I'm not going to pick it up. It's not worth me bending over to pick it up. If you want that change, you can have it, but I'm above that, so I'm sorry.
The only reason I pick it up is because everyone looks at me like I'm the biggest asshole in the world for not picking up the change.
That's ridiculous, though. We should all be beyond change. We should all be in a place where we don't have to pick up change anymore.
I also don't do receipts. I never do receipts.
Oh.
I always make them through.
Yo, I thought of this is years ago. I think Apple has actually kind of stolen my idea. But like years and years ago, I was like, why don't they just email this to me?
Why do they
can delete it and like I was like, you save so many trees. Like every,
that's definitely a thing.
I was going to say, first of all, John, I'm pretty sure the world, not just Apple, beat you by like a decade.
No, I was doing this 6 years ago. 6 years ago I was talking about this. I was just emailing to me. I don't fucking need this. My email is on my credit card. Just email it.
Yo,
this is a long time ago. I was told that I should copyright the idea because it was that good of an idea. It was that ahead of the times.
Dude, I don't even want the email, though. They'll be like, you want printed email? And I'm like, no.
Delete.
This transaction is over. I don't need to know that I fucking bought a coffee like at 11:30 on a Tuesday.
There's like 5 things in the world that you need a receipt for. And everything else, like, if you're on a business,
it's like a house.
Expensive.
Like a house you need a receipt for.
A TV.
Maybe like the hotel bill or something like that where you need to see. You get the receipt at the restaurant to see what you... You don't need to take it home with me. And I certainly don't need anything that I buy at the corner store. I don't need a fucking receipt for it. It's crazy.
I did get fucked the other day. Okay. I got fucked. I bought it ahead of time.
I'm not serious. I want to make that clear. I wasn't joking. I was ahead of time.
No, I thought that. You absolutely were not. I want to make that clear. Dan, how did you
know? No, I was.
I bought a charger. And they were like, do you want a receipt? I was like, no. And they're like, well, if it doesn't work, you can't return. I was like, whatever. Obviously, plugged in and didn't work. Like, you know what, though? I'll take that chance 100 times out of 100.
See, I'm the opposite way where if someone says that to me, I think to myself, if I say no now, it definitely will break. Like, the universe will make sure that it breaks. So you got to think of it.
Bill, I'm firm with my – it didn't turn out well for me, but I will make that decision again because I didn't want that receipt.
fuck that
receipt. Mitch Hedberg's like, receipts have gotten out of hand. I went to the coffee shop the other day and said, "Do you want a receipt for your donut?" And he's like, "I can't think of a reason why I need to prove that I had a donut." No, so you hang on. It's obviously that wasn't exactly it, but that it's like receipts are too much. Don't keep your receipts, keep your change. Let me just get out of here.
And don't even get started on the length of these things, the 3-foot receipts. I could do a whole episode on that alone. 178 in the books. R.I.P. to the Cat Cave. It was a nice, humble abode for Danny Boy in his first era of KFC Radio. So, shout out to the Cat Cave. You will be missed.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, talk to you guys.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.